Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 everybody out there. This is Tim Giannakis, your trickster and host. It's been a while since we've done a show, and I'm glad there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 callers already in the queue. How does it get even better than that? Wow, I think it's been like 3 weeks since I've done a show because I got so busy at my car selling job, and then luckily I got fired on Friday. And the day I got fired, right after I got fired, I rode my motorcycle over to another car dealership that I had already applied for because I was going to quit a couple months back. I decided to hang out a little longer there before I quit, but then they fired me, so that was kind of cool. Even though I was doing really well, too. Kind of funny, because my first month I sold 9.5 cars, which is pretty good for your first month in the business. And then I sold 9 the next month. Then I sold 10.5 and 10.5 the next 2 months. And 10.5 is your cutoff for your starting to get big bonuses. So I thought it was pretty dang good. But anyway, a couple crazy things got me fired. But anyway, I'm not going to dwell on it because I know the universe is always on my side and gave me another job to go to right away. So I'm going to start selling cars at Toyota now. And I enjoy selling cars at Mazda and Subaru. And now I'm going to be doing another Japanese set of cars. The only thing I wish selling cars at a Japanese place is I'm pretty fluent in conversational Japanese. And I was hoping, working at a Japanese car company, that I would be able to use my Japanese. And I only had one customer in the whole 4 months I was there that spoke Japanese, and he didn't buy a car. He didn't even test drive. And he got kind of annoyed that I was talking to him in Japanese and I was just trying to break the ice with him. But anyway, he said, "I speak English." So, okay, I'll speak to you English. But then I threw out a couple Japanese words in him. Anyway, but now I'll be working for Toyota in Poway, which is actually 17.5 miles from my new apartment that I'm moving to in Linda Vista, which is a really cool area of San Diego, which I used to live in Bay Park, which is right on the other side of the hill. And I really like that area. So I'm excited. I just did all my taxes for the last 4 years, finally, in the U.S., so I have a little bit of money coming back. And they gave me a vacation time that I didn't have when they fired me. So that was kind of cool. So I'm just waiting for a background check before I can start working at Toyota of Poway. I'm excited. And I've been doing a lot of healing client sessions, but I do have time to do other client sessions. So if you want to take advantage of my specials, which I've been telling myself I'm going to increase my rates for a while now, and I just haven't done it. But I decided once I move into my new place and I start selling cars again, and I do well, and I know I will do well at Toyota like I did at Mazda and Subaru, I'm going to increase my rates because I've been meaning to do it for a long time. So you might want to hire me before the rates go up. And I have 5 sessions for the price of 3 and 3 sessions for the price of 2 still going on at the link that's on this page. So that's enough commercial, enough about my life. I hope everyone's been doing well. And now we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 callers. Since I stopped paying the monthly fee to Blog Talk Radio, I can only take a certain amount of callers, so I don't even know how much the limit is. I think it's 5 people can raise their hand or something, but 2 people raised their hand. So let me take those 2 callers and then see if more people can get in the switchboard or not. I don't know. If you're listening in live and you haven't tried to call in, the number is 646-929-2015. If you want to spell it out, it's OMYAXE 2015. Okay. Let's go to callers. Oh, just for people that have never listened to the show and never called in, I do so many different healing modalities that I stopped explaining them all and giving an introduction on what I do because I can't really explain everything I do. But I did start off doing body code about 7 years ago, and then I started with access consciousness, and I started doing all other healing modalities and kind of mixing them together, and I created my own different healing modalities I don't even have names for. But anyway, it's all energy healing. So just be ready to let go of stuff. And even if you don't, I don't answer your phone call, if you're listening into the replay, even, and if you say yes when I ask questions, and if you're open to letting go of stuff, you'll be releasing a lot of stuff, whether you I took your call or not. So don't worry if you get in on the call. I'm just going to take as many calls as I feel like taking. And I can only go another 24 minutes, and then we'll go into overtime. So let's go with Tina. Tina, long time no talk. Let me open up her line. Hey, Tina, how you been?
I'm fine, Tim. How are you?
Excellent.
Hello, Tim?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. How are you doing?
Excellent.
Thanks for taking my call. Okay. I feel bad that you got fired, but at least you got hired somewhere else, so that's good.
Yeah, same day. How does it get better than that?
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. That's cool. Well, and congratulations on, you know, you're about to get your new apartment and everything, so things are still looking up for you, so just remember that.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Yep.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So what's one thing you'd like to work on today?
Let's see. I'll try to explain briefly. I had two recent bad things happen to me, so I don't know if I need to get a heart wall released or whatever, but last night I had a really, really bad disagreement with the guy that I was talking to. You know, we liked each other, and now we're done. I mean, it was very hurtful, like very, very hurtful. And today I found out that one of my roommates is stealing from me, stealing money, but I don't know who. And when I tried to address it, when I, you know, spoke to everyone, it was as if it didn't matter. They tried to brush it up under the rug, like they tried to change the subject. So I'm really pissed off that nobody takes me seriously about my money issue being, this is the third time my money has come up missing. And plus that happened in last night. So I'm like really pissed off. I'm hurt. And I'm also pissed off. It's like a combination of both. So I'm feeling really heavy in my heart, and I'm really, really low. So I just need, like, something to release to, you know, get back up again.
Okay. So what I ask, every time you're asking, I'm doing muscle testing and asking questions in my head. So what I got,
okay,
first thing is your body says, just work on your heart wall first, and we'll see if something else comes up. So for people listening in the first time, heart wall is just a bunch of energies around your heart, and sometimes they're trapped emotions, and sometimes they're psychic traumas, which is one or two trapped emotions, or sometimes they're emotional resonance, which are like trapped emotions. But anyway, that's what the person's coming up. So let's do that. Where did it go? It's, there it is. Trapped emotions of crying. Do we need to know anything more about it? Notice you have hundreds, thousands, millions, thousands of trapped emotions of crying. Can we release them all at the same time? Yeah, release all these from the body, mind. Woo! Okay. So, wow. Is this all going? Any other thing in her heart wall? No. Should I do anything on the body coach chart? Yeah. Energies. Okay. She has a addictive part of energy, which is related to a heart wall. Do we need to show anything more about it? No, can I just release it all? Yeah, releasing all the addictive part energy from our body, mind, spirit, energy system, wherever else it might be. Is this all going? Yeah. So for people listening in, if you have a heart wall and you have trapped emotions, a lot of times when I'm releasing it on the call, it'll release from other people. I know Dr. Bradley Nelson, last time I heard from him this question asked, he didn't believe that was possible, but I believe everything is possible. So if you're open to the ability of letting things go when I'm not even talking to you, then you're probably going to let things go. But if you're wanting to hold on to it because of your beliefs, which all beliefs are limitations, then, okay. I'm just talking to other people. Okay, so Tina, she has pathogens too. Okay, let's release the pathogens. Viral infections. Do we need to show anything more about it? She has hundreds, thousands, millions, these thousands of viral infections. Can we release them all at the same time? Yeah. Woo! Is this all gone? Yeah, anything else like that? No. Any other pathogens? No. Something we can do about her roommates or no. Okay, I'm just doing a clearing for you and everyone else to just say yes and it'll clear what needs to be cleared. But I'm going to do all the oaths, vows, commitments, fealties, and communities, swearings, promises you have with all your roommates and they have with you through all time, space, dimensions, and realities, would you now revoke, recant, rescind, reclaim, renounce, renounce, destroy, and uncreate them all times of Buddha Zillion? Okay, right and wrong, good and bad, all nine. Funny, offshore, exposing meals. If any of you guys want to know what I'm talking about, I have many YouTube videos on access consciousness, which explains them all on my, just go to youtube.com/TimJanakis, or just search Major Tim the Ground Control YouTube channel, and you'll go into the access consciousness, in quotes, playlist, and you can hear all the explanations of what I do. But you don't need to know. The good thing is your subconscious mind and your true being knows everything, and it'll clear what it's ready to clear. Okay, so my name is Tina. Is there something else we need to do on this? No. Okay. You're all set.
Okay. So thanks so much, Chuck.
Just listen in. No problem. Just listen in, and if something else will come up, I'll come back to you. But most likely, whatever I work on the other people, it'll help you too.
Sure. Thanks so much.
And thanks. All right. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. And then, let's see. Two more people have their hands raised. Tina, if you can also push one to put your hand down, because I think there's a certain amount of people that can raise their hand. I don't know. Let me just double check. Okay, that's cool. I'm going to go with the person that's calling in from a computer. It just has a bunch of ones, so it's not a number that I can tell you. If you're calling in from a computer, say your name, if you just raised your hand.
Carol?
Yeah.
Hi.
What's your name?
It's Carol.
Carol, cool. Have you ever called in before?
Hi. Yeah, I've called you twice before.
Oh, cool. Okay, so what's one issue you would like to work on?
Okay, so it's the same issue that we worked on last time, and it totally helped me last time that we worked on it, but it's come back. And what it is I have a problem with blushing. And a lot of shame. And it almost feels to me like it's a bit of a block whenever I start moving forward in my life and start speaking about things that are really important and kind of progressing in my life. It's almost like it comes to shut me down and stop me.
Yeah. Okay, so you said blushing with the L, right? Blushing?
Yes.
Okay. So what's coming up is, in Access Consciousness, it's called distractor implants. In Buddhism, they're called something else, but it doesn't really matter what they're called. What it is, you as an infinite being knows everything, and your body will release it when you say yes when I do this clearing, whether I use access clearing or another type of clearing. But all the distractor implants of blame, shame, and regret and guilt that holds you back from stepping into your true self, which is beyond anyone's limitations, would you now destroy and uncreate everything that is and everything holding them in place? Right and wrong, good and bad, all nine, cutting, puck, short, supposing, beyond. So in Buddhism, we say when hardships arise, the foolish will retreat and the wise will rejoice. And that's why I rejoice when I got fired, and why I know Tina will rejoice when she realizes that all the little hardships that happened in her apartment with her roommates and then other people, it's actually clearing out all the negative shit that's holding you back from stepping into your infiniteness. So,
right.
So everywhere you were implanted or explanted with the belief that you couldn't outshine other people, and if you did, that was wrong, would you now destroy and uncreate all that times of the bazillion?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, all nine, fucking talk, shorts, boys and beyond. Okay. So in this reality, we're supposed to always keep ourselves at the lowest common denominator so we don't make other people feel less superior, less or inferior. But actually, if you're willing to step into your infiniteness, you'll be the doorway out of the finiteness everyone is choosing to be when they can be choosing something so much bigger. So everything that would allow you to fully step into your greatness and allow other people, regardless of what it brings up in their universe, which usually is a lot of crap because they feel like, why is she doing something that I'm not willing to do?
Right.
And everywhere you thought that had any, and everywhere you thought that had anything to do with you, would you destroy it and create it all?
Yes.
Okay, right and wrong, good and bad, all nine fucking truths. Should we do something on the body chart about this? Yeah. Okay, courting. Is it just this life? Yeah. Hundreds of people, all people. Hundreds, thousands, millions, thousands of courtings with all these people. Can we release it all at the same time? Yeah. And everyone on the call, if you have any courting, it's going to release it if you're just open to letting it go. Is this all gone yet? Does she have anything else like that now? Okay, is there something else we should do for Carol? I might come back to you, Carol, I might not, but your body says that's all we should do right now.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Please call again.
Okay, you want me to press 1 to unhang up?
Yeah, to unmute, to lower your hand, yeah. That would be cool.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Thanks again.
All right. Take care, bye. Okay. Okay, just trying to feel where we're going to go. There's a lot of people raising their hand now. And for some reason, Carol, your hand didn't lower, so push 1 again. But anyway, we have 4 people raising their hand, so I think it's going to be okay because anyone else who's on and wants to raise their hand, they can raise their hand. Okay, should I go with... Yeah, we're going to go with Joshua. I didn't know if I was ready or he was ready yet, but now he's ready, and I'm ready. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Wow. So I'm not going to ask you what you called in about. I'm going to actually ask you to turn off your mind and just give me one word that comes up. Any word. It disappears. Don't think. Shut off your mind. Just say a word. Any word. What is it? I didn't hear the word.
Nothing comes. Nothing comes.
Nothing comes. Nothing comes. Okay. So, yeah, that's cool. So nothing comes. Okay. So should we do something for his overall health and happiness? Yeah. Is it on the body for sure? Yeah. Parasites. Are they physical? Yeah. Or does he need anything for cleansing? No. Hundreds, thousands, millions, these thousands of parasites can release them all at the same time. Yeah. Releasing all these from his body, mind, spirit, energy system, and whatever else it might be. Are these all gone? Yeah. Something else for him? No. Okay. So did you want to ask about something you called in about?
Yeah. Just anything that would support my body resting and relaxing more easily, because even when I'm on the highway driving or going to the grocery store and stuff, I start to feel sick and my head spinning, and it's just more autonomy in my
yeah.
own body.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
it's yeah.
So Truth, do you have ADD?
No.
No? Okay. So everywhere your awareness is in overdrive and you're picking up everyone within a 5,000-mile radius of their thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and everywhere you tried to resist or react to that or align and agree with it, or anything else you line and groove or resist or react to, that allows that not to just be flowing through you with total ease, would you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yeah.
Right, you know, I'm getting bad all night. So when I say, do you have ADD, it doesn't mean that it's a good thing or a bad thing, but most people that are super aware, doctors will say it's ADD, but it's just super awareness, and you have a lot of it, and that's a good thing, not a bad thing. But in this reality, everyone thinks it's a bad thing, so you can't focus and you can't sit still and you can't, but that's okay, because that's actually,
yeah,
because you're moving with the energy that is going way faster than everyone else is willing to go, and you're have to constantly be moving and changing things and deciding different things and partially finishing things and partially, but whatever, that's all part of the evolution that you're here to bring on the planet, which is cool.
Yeah.
So my name is Joshua. Is there something else on the body for chart we should do about this? Yeah. Okay. Pathogens. More parasites addicted to go. Yeah. Hundreds, thousands, millions, billions, billions of parasites that we smell at the same time. Yeah. This heat. Unity for cleansing. Now releasing all these from the body, mind, spirit, energy system, and wherever else they may be. Are these all going? Yeah. Does he have anything else like that now? Anything else for his overall health and happiness? No. Only because I have about 8 minutes before we go into overtime. I'm going to go to another caller. But I'm sure we have lots more to do. But just listen in and we'll see what clears for you.
Okay, thanks.
Cool.
Thank you, man.
All right, take care, man. Bye-bye. Okay, as long as, even when we go into overtime, as long as everyone stays on the line, I'll take everyone's call. But I'm going to go with someone that's calling in probably from another country. And when I unmuted their phone, I'm getting a big echo. So maybe they're listening through a radio too. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Jeff, calling from Toronto.
Oh, Toronto, cool. So Jeff, what's one issue you'd like to work on?
One issue. I want to find a healer who's a wizard.
Wizard. So, Truth, are you a wizard?
I've been told I am.
Truth, are you? Okay. So everywhere you're not willing to claim, own, and acknowledge your infinite ability to heal and to create magical realities that have never existed on this planet, would you destroy it and create it? Everything that wouldn't allow you to claim, own, and acknowledge it all now?
Yes.
Right and wrong, getting that all nine, button box, right, split, and down. And what if the healer you're looking for is just your true self that you've covered over with pretenses of being that everyone else made you believe are real? And everything that wouldn't allow you to break out of that hard shell of the lesser self and step into the infinite that you truly be, would you destroy and uncreate everything that is and everything that brings up?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, all nine, pardon, pop, shorts, close, and beyond. Is there something on the body for chart that would help him? Yeah. Okay.
I leave that up to you.
Energies. Mental energies. Okay. Broadcast messages. Okay. So these broadcast messages, do we need to know anything more about them now? Does he have hundreds, thousands, millions? These thousands of broadcast messages, can we release them all at the same time? Yeah. Releasing all these broadcast messages from his mind, body, spirit, energy system, or wherever else they might be. Are these all gone yet? Does he have anything else like that now?
Yes.
Cool. So, my name is Jeff. Is there something else we should do about this? No. Do you have anything you want to add or ask? Or your body says that's all we should do right now.
I'm trusting you on this one.
Okay, cool. Thank you, Jeff. Please call in again. I don't know when I do my next show because I'll find out in about a week my new work schedule. So I'll post it on Facebook. So please add me to Facebook if you're not yet my friend on Facebook.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Take care. Okay, so I'm going to take – who else did I not take? I have two other calls I didn't take. If you're listening in and you want to get in, we have 5 more minutes until we go into overtime. If you call in before we go into overtime, you'll be able to listen in at the overtime. Otherwise, you'll have to listen in to the replay, which will come out maybe 5-10 minutes after we end the call, which will be probably 15 minutes after we go into overtime, if we decide to go that long. I don't know. Okay, the number once again is 646-929-2015 or OhMyAxe 2015. Okay, should I go to Audrey? Okay. Audrey, how have you been?
Hi, Tim. I've been slowly getting better from the broken ankle, but I now have severe hip and back pain spasms.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, wow. And I don't know if it's totally caused by that or something else. So that's what I need to work on.
So just say yes or no, whatever makes you feel lighter. Truth, does this pain belong to you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Is there something on the body control they can do about it? Yeah. Misalignment. A gland misalignment. Pancreas. Do we need to do anything about it? No. Is there an underlying reason? No. Can I just realign her pancreas? Yeah, realigning her pancreas and anything else in that area or any other area? That's just life. Well. Oh, okay. Is her pancreas aligned? Yeah. Is it happy? Yeah. Is there anything else that's misaligned? No. Is there any pain she's picking up from someone else that I can send back? Yeah. Or something else? Both. Okay. Can I send both she's picking up from someone or something else at the same time? Yeah. Everything she's picking up from someone or something else, I send it all back with full awareness right in her own. Didn't that only? Pot and pop, shorts, boys and meal, and is this all going yet? Is she everything else like that? No. I should have asked her on a level of 1 to 10. 10 being the worst discomfort. What were you feeling? What do you call it right now, if you remember?
I don't remember what it was. It's about a 6 right now. But it was worse before.
Okay, cool. So my name is Audrey. Is there something else we can, no, it's going to go down. Is there something for her overall health and habits that we can help? Yeah, energies. Mental energies. Images. Do we need to know anything about these images? No. Okay, she have hundreds, thousands, millions, these thousands of mental images, could ever reach them all at the same time. You ever reach all these from her body, mind, spirit, energy system, and whatever else it might be.
Wow.
Are these all gone? Yeah. So I just went to see my grandmother, who I haven't seen for a while, and I found out that my Aunt Rosina, who I named my daughter after, she's one of the, like, 6 Rosinas in our family that I didn't know we had 6 Rosinas in the family before I named my daughter Rosina, but my aunt died about when she was about 39 years old, and first time I heard it, my grandma said, she used to say all through her 30s, she hated the idea that she was going to get old, and so she resisted and reacted to this image of her getting old someday until she killed herself with all kinds of diseases, and she didn't have to go through the aging process. She died at 39. Okay, but anyway, everything you're resisting or reacting to or lying and agreeing with that allows aging to be something that appears negative to you in your life, which you're destroying and create it all.
Yes.
Okay. Right and wrong, good and bad, all nine, five and five, shorts, boys, beyonds. This all gone, yeah. Okay. Is that all? Yeah. Should we do anything else? No. If you could just think of the pain or discomfort and tell me if it's still at 6 or if it's gone down, and you don't have to lie. If it's still at 6, that's okay.
It's about a 4.5.
I'm sorry, say that again?
4.5. When I breathe in deep,
cool.
It goes back to a 6. But if I don't breathe in deep, it's down to a 4.5.
Okay. Is there something we should do with that? No. Okay, so your body thinks it's going to go down even more, so let's just hope it does and just drink a lot of water. Not a lot,
yeah.
But just your body wants a little water. Okay. Cool. Thanks so
much.
Thanks,
Tim.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, there's a few people that didn't raise their hand, and I'm just going to see It'd be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm just going to say, if anyone didn't raise their hand but wants to be helped, say your name. If you don't want to be helped, don't say anything.
Helen?
Yes, Helen. And that's funny because I wrote it down as Ellen. Okay, so now I'm going to click my thing. Helen. Helen of Troy.
That's right.
Okay. So what's one issue, Helen, you would like to work on?
I'm actually calling in asking for your help with my dad. It's not for myself.
That's right. That's right. Okay.
He swallowed a vitamin pill on Friday, and he is convinced that it went down the wrong pipe, and it's still stuck in his lungs. And though I did some work on him, and he's feeling better, and he's able to sleep, he said that when he bends over or he breathes in deeply, it's still in there.
Okay. So the first thing that comes up is he has a throat wall, which we have heart walls, we have throat walls, we have head walls, we have every part of our body could have an energetic wall around it. So it's
absolutely
contributing to a difficulty swallowing, which I have an issue with sometimes too. And I get a lot of cording around my neck from my family.
Yeah, he's been having trouble swallowing for a while from what I hear, so I'm not surprised at all.
Okay, cool. So there's trapped emotions we can release from his throat wall. And you're going to want to ask her, because you do body code, you just ask, can we release anything from his throat wall? And you're going to get, no, he doesn't have a throat wall. Just ask again later, another day, and there's usually more layers that will come up. But hopefully we'll release it all right now. Well, who knows? It's trapped emotions of failure. Do we need to anything more about it? Do you have hundreds, thousands, millions, these thousands of trapped emotions of failure? Can I release them all? Yeah, release them all from his throat wall, his body, his mind, spirit, and your systems, and wherever else you might have them. This all going. Yeah. Anything else in his throat wall? No. Something else that's contributing to this inability to, trapped emotions of betrayal. Do we need to anything more about it? Do you have hundreds, thousands, millions, these thousands of trapped emotions of betrayal? Can we release them all? Releasing all these from the body, mind, spirit, energy system, and wherever else it might be, is this all gone yet? Anything else like that? No. Could I download something for him? Yeah. Do I need to know what it is now? Is there hundreds of things, thousands of things, millions of things? These thousands of things that would help this pill and anything else to trap go down, could I download it all at the same time? Yeah, downloading all this into his mind, body, spirit, energy system, wherever else he needs it. Hi, Katie. Okay. Oh, you don't have water over there. There's water over here, Katie. Okay. Katie's looking for something. Nope. There's no mouse over there. Okay, sorry. Do I still have a strong connection with her father? Yeah. Is there something else we should do right now? No. No. You're good to go. Do you want me to do something on you since you're the last caller that I'm going to take?
Sure. Why not?
Why not?
Go with the left shoulder.
Okay. Trapped emotions. Is this inherited? Yeah, inherited the despair from her father, from her father's 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 father, going back many men. 20 generations, 30, 35, 36, 37, 36 generations. Do we need to know anything about any of them? No. Can we release it from everybody? Yeah. Okay, releasing all these trapped emotions of despair from her and her dad and her grandfather and her great-grandfather and all the way back 30-something generations, whoever picked it up and passed it on to anyone else. Is this all going? Yeah, anything else like that? No. Something else for her overall health and happiness? Yeah. Is it related to her shoulder? Not necessarily, but it might be toxins. EM spectrum radiation.
That's interesting.
Color radiation. Yeah. Purple, violet, pinkish colors. Do we need to know anything about it? Now, can I just release all the color radiation? Yeah. Releasing all the excess purple, violet, pinks, ultraviolet. From her body, mind, spirit, and her system, or whatever else might be, is this all gone yet? Does she have any other EM spectrum radiation? No. Okay, you're good to go.
Awesome.
Call in
Thank
on the
you
next
so
human
much.
Call. Thank you. Take care, Helen. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so ladies and gentle dudes and children of all ages and cats and dogs and whatever else beings are listening into the radio show, that's all for this call. And I might do another call in a week or so. Who knows? I don't know. My schedule's going to be. I'm moving. I'm going to court for a couple of speeding tickets. I'm having a new job. Ah, my life's going through transition. This is going to be the first time I'm living all by myself since 2010. So this is going to be exciting. Okay. So I'm just going to end the call with a little bit of silver lining from my newest CD that isn't yet out that I stopped recording about a year and a month ago when I moved to California. And hopefully soon I'll get money again to where I can just finish the rest of the CD. There were 3 songs we hadn't finished, or 4 songs, I can't remember. Yeah, 13 song CD and we only finished 9. So anyway, here goes, silver lining. This was the first I recorded with my producer that I'm working with in Italy. Of all the 9 songs he's recorded, and 13 we're going to finally finish eventually someday. But anyway, he has faith that we're going to get all through this together. So, good guys. Love you guys all. And talk to you guys next time we have a healing call. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
be everything we came here to be.